This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Prince Philip, the husband of Queen Elizabeth, has died, Buckingham Palace said Friday. The Duke of Edinburgh, as he was officially known, played a leading figure in the British royal family for almost seven decades. The UK College of Arms said Prince Philip's will not be a state funeral and will not be preceded by a lying in state. It says funeral arrangements are in line with custom and Prince Philip's wishes. The palace said earlier in a statement, quote, "It is with deep sorrow that Her Majesty the Queen announces the death of her beloved husband, His Royal Highness the Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. His Royal Highness passed away peacefully this morning at Windsor Castle. Further announcements will be made in due course. The royal family join with people around the world in mourning his loss." Prince Philip spent 4 weeks in the hospital earlier this year for treatment for an infection to have a heart procedure, but returned to Windsor in early March. He was 99. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson paid tribute to Prince Philip, saying the country would mourn with the royal family and Queen Elizabeth. Johnson said, quote, "We remember the Duke above all for his steadfast support for Her Majesty the Queen, not just as her consort by her side every day of her reign, but as her husband, her strength, and stay of more than 70 years, end quote. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the U.S. Congress extends condolences over Prince Philip's death. Prime Minister Scott Morrison ordered flags to be flown at half-mast in Australia to honor the passing of Prince Philip, who he said, quote, "embodied a generation that we will never see again," end quote. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern from neighboring New Zealand also mourned Philip, noting his close ties to her country, including as a patron of the Duke of Edinburgh Hillary Award, a youth achievement program named in honor of New Zealand mountaineer Sir Edmund Hillary.